Welcome to my old digs, David.
Oh, that's right. When you were a junior BMX champion back in Nicole Kibben BMX Bandits days, right?
I actually never did BMX, but my siblings did. So a lot of my Friday nights were spent here at the BMX track, which was a lot of fun. So coming here, it's going to be like a going down memory lane for me.
We are here with the Presidente.
El Presidente.
Cairns BMX is Jumpin' Jack. G'day, Jack.
Hey, how you going?
Good. So firstly, when we walk in, how's the bikes? What bikes do we have here?
You're the BMX champion of 1983.
I was born in 84, so that's not going to work.
So these are all adult-sized bikes that I've got for you. In the shed, we've got ones for kids as well. So there's your micros, your minis, your juniors, your experts. Yep. So what I've got here are pros and pro XLs for you guys. But I've got
because
two.
Because we're pros.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got two 20-inches, which is the kind of like the elite stuff.
Yep. Yep.
And then for old people like you guys, and me, let's be honest, that's where we are. We normally start on the cruisers because they're a bit more forgiving. So they've got a bigger wheel,
right.
And you can basically get away with not crashing quite so often.
Let's talk about the basics of BMX. What do you do? Is it basically start, get to the end, and then valu?
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of like doing 40 squats in 40 seconds.
Jesus.
Along with a couple of sprints as well.
Great.
There's the start hill, so you got to learn how to balance your bike on the start hill. And then if you have a look up there, you'll see how tall that is. It's fairly tall.
Are we going down that?
Well, that'll be up to you. I'll give you a bit of a go down low first, and if you look confident, then yeah, we'll have a go on the start hill.
Do you have a race that's like equivalent of maybe two squats or three squats, or are they all 40?
We've got the mini wheelers, so they start at about 2.5 years old. They just do the four straight, which you can see, and that's probably, you'd say that's about 15 squats.
Oh, you can have little ones join as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So from about 2.5 to 6 or 7 is our mini wheelers. So they're kids who don't even have pedals, they're just running. And,
oh, cute.
And then they actually use a seat. They're the only ones who use a seat.
Good on them.
And then once
and also you, David. Do you also use a seat?
I'll be using a seat today.
Righto. Well, I might need to put the seat up for you then.
So run us through this track we've got here. I know you say there's a rebuild coming up. These lumpy bits, what are they called there at the end?
Oh, look, the last straight there is our rhythm section.
The rhythm section.
Yeah, rhythm is a dancer. You've also got a berm.
Yeah, we've got a couple of berms. We've got three berms, in fact. And the big one at the back's called the sweeper because it, you know, goes all the way around everything. It sort of collects all the riders at the back.
Yep.
We've got a pro straight down on the right-hand side you can see out there. So only the sort of 14-plus riders are allowed to use it, and only 16-plus are allowed to actually race on it.
Where's the best place to stack? Like, where does the stack
make? In front of the crowd, so everyone goes, yeah! Oh!
Absolutely, first straight, full speed with everybody watching. That's the best place to crash.
Cool.
If you're going to do it, that's where you want to make it happen.
That's the most.
Great.
Yep.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
What does BMX stand for?
Bicycle Motocross.
There it is.
Didn't know that?
No, you knew.
Weren't you BMX champion of
1994? 1993, you said. I'm not even born then.
I was around then, and I never really understood BMX then. I came from a family of roadies, so I never understood people riding around with their pedals and their knees up around their ears. It didn't make any sense to me.
Do you mean roadies as in check, 1, 2, 2, check, 1, 2?
Or do you mean
two,
as in like carnival roadies?
No.
Carnies.
I wish it was as cool as the check, 1, 2 roadies. No, it was roadies as in road bikes. So.
Oh,
We don't know the lingo.
No, that's right.
How many bikes do you personally own? Now let's delve into this.
Look, it's shared between myself, my two kids and my wife. It's somewhere between 20 and 30. I couldn't give you an exact number.
Jack, do you have one bike that is your favourite that lives in the lounge room or the kitchen or your bedroom?
That you walk past and you stroke and go, g'day, darling.
Look, the gold cruiser that you can see down there, that's definitely my favourite BMX.
Yep.
And I have an enduro mountain bike which lives in the lounge room.
Yeah. As they do.
Shares a bed. Righto, let's do it.